Divine Office, Tuesday, Morning Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
You will turn back, O God, and bring us to life, and your people will rejoice in you. Alleluia.
You will turn back, O God, and bring us to life, and your people will rejoice in you. Alleluia.
O Lord, you once favored your land and revived the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of your people and covered all their sins. You averted all your rage. You calmed the heat of your anger.
Revive us now, God, our helper. Put an end to your grievance against us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease?
Will you not restore again our life, that your people may rejoice in you? Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help.
I will hear what the Lord God has to say, a voice that speaks of peace. Peace for his people and his friends and those who turn to him in their hearts. His help is near for those who fear him, and his glory will dwell in our land.
Mercy and faithfulness have met. Justice and peace have embraced. Faithfulness shall spring from the earth and justice look down from the heavens.
The Lord will make us prosper, and our earth shall yield its fruit. Justice shall march before him, and peace shall follow his steps.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Show us your mercy, Lord. Our misery is known to us. May no evil desires prevail over us, for your glory and love dwell in our hearts.
You will turn back, O God, and bring us to life, and your people will rejoice in you. Alleluia.
We have placed all our hope in the Lord, and he has given us his peace. Alleluia.
We have placed all our hope in the Lord, and he has given us his peace. Alleluia.
A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith.
A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace for its trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock.
The way of the just is smooth. The path of the just you make level. Yes, for your way and your judgments, O Lord, we look to you. Your name and your title are the desire of our souls.
My soul yearns for you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me keeps vigil for you. When your judgment dawns upon the earth, the world's inhabitants learn justice.
O Lord, you mete out peace to us, for it is you who have accomplished all we have done.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We have placed all our hope in the Lord, and he has given us his peace. Alleluia.
The earth has yielded its fruit. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Alleluia.
The earth has yielded its fruit. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Alleluia.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Be gracious and bless us, Lord, and let your face shed its light on us, so that we can make you known with reverence and bring forth a harvest of justice.
The earth has yielded its fruit. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God raised Jesus from the dead, and for many days thereafter, Jesus appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are his witnesses now before the people. We ourselves announce to you the good news that what God promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us, their children, in raising up Jesus according to what is written in the second Psalm. You are my son. This day I have begotten you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Truly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread of heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Truly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread of heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Alleluia. Let us pray. By his own power, Christ raised up the temple of his body when it had been destroyed in death. With joy, let us ask him, Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. Christ our Savior, when you rose again, you brought to the holy women and the apostles the joyful news of a world redeemed.
Make us witnesses to your risen life.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. You promised to all people that we would rise up again to newness of life.
Make us heralds of your gospel.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. You showed yourself to your apostles and breathed the Holy Spirit on them.
Renew in us the presence of the same Creator Spirit.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. You promised to be with your disciples to the end of the world.
Stay with us today and remain with us always.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory.
And now let us pray as the Lord told us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who open wide the gates of the heavenly kingdom to those reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, pour out on your servants an increase of the grace you have bestowed, that, having been purged of all sins, they may lack nothing, that in your kindness
you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.